USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Electoral College met Monday to cast their ballots, affirming former Vice President Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Electors met in all 50 state capitals to cast their votes, with Vermont the first to report the results with their 3 electoral votes. President-elect Biden compiled 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Addressing the nation following the Electoral College voting, Biden said that democracy had prevailed and it was time to turn the page.
Democracy prevailed. We, the people, voted. Faith in our institutions held. The integrity of our elections remains intact. And now it's time to turn the page, as we've done throughout our history, to unite, to heal.
The results of the Electoral College will be tallied and confirmed at a joint session of Congress on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The first doses of coronavirus vaccine in the United States were administered on Monday as shipments of shots were delivered to hospitals across the country. And later this week, the Food and Drug Administration will meet to decide whether to give the go-ahead to a second COVID vaccine. The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed has called the vaccines amazing achievements of a private-public partnership. Dr. Manceslawi told CBS News that he hopes that the fruitful partnership will continue.
It's an amazing day, extraordinary achievement by thousands and thousands of people at Pfizer, at BioNTech in the operation. Amazing partnership between the academic science, the basic science and research is funded mostly by taxpayer money, the ecosystem of biotechnology companies and pharmaceutical industry, and the U.S. government, particularly HHS Department and the Department of Defense.
More than 100 sites received vaccines Monday, with more deliveries scheduled later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Investigators are digging into a hack at the Commerce Department with a suspected link to Russia. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information, you know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack.
And Google suffered a major outage Monday morning. Lance Fry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.